So what would you like to use this time then for clarification, for reviewing, for what? Well,
I did have some thyroid labs done this week.
Oh, do you have the numbers?
Yeah, they're in my tracker.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Oh, I thought you just said you didn't have any new ones since.
Well, I meant the whole, you know.
The whole shebang, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I saw the endocrinologist earlier this week to do a 6-month follow-up ultrasound on my thyroid nodules and cysts, and they were all showing that they had decreased in the last 6 months. So she said we didn't need to recheck those for 2 years.
Beautiful.
But she was concerned that I am taking iodine. So she wanted to order the labs to check the basic markers. And she was only going to check TSH and free T3. And when I found that out, I asked to have the antibodies done and the free T4. So those are all in there.
Yeah. So, you know, the concern with iodine is stimulating growth, stimulating nodules, or stimulating antibodies if you are in excess. And that's the thing that people get confused about, is excess iodine can stimulate increased autoimmune activity. But when you do a test like we did with you and you realize that you need it, then generally it doesn't, but still a good idea to test. So if you look at your numbers, your 0.9 on your, you know, on, they're both under one.
Right.
So I'm not concerned there, right? Yeah. If we look at your TSH, it's perfect, right? If we look at your free T4 is a little tiny bit low, but your 3 is awesome. You are on medication, right? What? Not, no,
no, no. I'm just doing the iodine drops.
So you have a more unusual pattern in that there is a super fantastic T3 and the T4 is a little low. So it's like you're overly converting. I don't think it's a problem per se, right? The only thing we want to look at is some of the causes. You can see that over here for overconverting are usually increased testosterone. But you don't have that, I don't believe, at least on your last Dutch test.
Right.
So I think it's a watch. Oops, not that. This one. Well, anyway, to either one. So it's this one. You don't have hyperthyroidism. And, oh, estrogen. No, if this is high. Sorry, I did this wrong. You did it, and I just undid what you did, dear. Okay, there we go. Yeah, so iodine deficiency could cause that. Not excess, right? So you're still working on the iodine deficiency. So I think, you know, if your doctor is concerned, she should be alleviated with this
right.
Perfect
yeah.
thyroid panel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right. The only thing that often causes this would be an imbalance between testosterone and estrogen. When you do your next Dutch test, we'll be able to look at that and see. But I don't think it's of a concern right now. This is an awesome thyroid panel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm doing 9 drops of iodine. And is that a good level then?
I would say based on this, let's leave it there. Okay. Let's see if that T4 does come up, because we don't have the total T4. Let's see if that T4 does come up. And you know, as you get the deficiency going, I don't want to muck with success. I'd rather keep you on a lower dose and take longer for it to balance itself than to risk increasing the dose and throwing anything off. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like, this looks really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions or things you want to? Let's see. These are old. Oh, why is this red? Oh, do we have it? Why do you have this one marked? Is this from a previous time? Because this is, you have the uric acid. It's, We didn't do it. So you have it marked in red, this one, or in orange.
Oh, orange. Oh, I just hit the wrong color.
Wrong color.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's from a previous time, so right, it's not even recent.
Yeah, that's the one from June.
Yeah, and then this was from June. Yeah. So we'll watch. And you all should have gotten, who are eligible for it, Golden Gold Plus should have gotten the thing from Alan Hopkins.
I haven't gotten that.
No?
No. Mm-hmm.
Some people did and some of you didn't. We gave him a whole list. All right, we'll look into that. Hopkins.
I've written it down.
Thank you. Yeah. And then, so did people who are in silver should have gotten just the one for, I think it was homocysteine and, no, hemoglobin A1C and C-reactive protein. It was two different ones like that, two inflammatory markers. So, Sandy, did you get that? No, she's not there. Oh, she's in two places. Yeah, so we'll check in on that because we gave him that list about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he was supposed to be shipping those off. And it would be coming like an email from them that says, here's your requisition. Take this to Quest Labs.
Right.
Okay. And you can do them whenever. Some lot of you have already done your labs, so you'll do it as your follow-up. And that kind of was my incentive for doing it, because a lot of times people will do the initials and then they don't do the follow-ups because they're trying to save money. So it's like, no excuse. Here you go. We're paying for it. So anyhow, all right, we'll check into that. It was a good panel that he offered. It was the, well, I had to pay for it, but he gave me a good deal. The comprehensive wellness profile, plus the vitamin D. It was this one that he offered us to anybody in Gold and Gold Plus that did the full pay honor before the event was, I think it was this one. Yep, it was this one. So it's the basic plus thyroid, the $299 one. So, okay.
Sandy didn't get it.
Sandy doesn't get, Sandy would have gotten, did you get anything from them? I think it was the, no? Okay.
She might have gotten the one that is the hemoglobin A1C.
No, she said no. That's what I was trying to ask for. If it's somebody who's in silver would have just gotten that, but gold would have gotten both.
I didn't get anything.
Yeah. So what you're going to be getting is this basic plus thyroid plus hemoglobin A1C and C-reactive protein. So it'll be good for, you know, your follow-up whenever you want to do it.
You're talking to me now?
Yeah, for you and for anybody else that's Gold or Gold Plus.
Yeah, I probably won't do that until like January.
Yeah, oh yeah, I don't think you need it until then. Yeah, yeah. But, okay, cool. Anything else, Paula?
No, I had just kind of thought I would be here today to observe and learn and watch. I didn't, you know, really have a lot to contribute.
Well, I love your dedication, Paula. I mean, you just show up. Whatever's happening, you show up. You are so dedicated to learning as much as you can and understanding, and I just love working with you. So
thank you.
Yeah. Yay. Cool. So we got that. So the only ones we have left are Claudia, Mary Ellen, Sheila, she doesn't have any labs, but she wanted to ask questions about her saliva, and then Lynn Lowe. So who's on right now? And we'll go in that order. Andrina, I don't know if you heard me earlier with Diana. Hopefully you can make that time. And if not, let's work it out with Diana and figure out another one. But
Drina, I didn't hear when that was. When was that, Dr. Rita Marie?
Tuesday, 10:23 at 2:30 p.m. Central. You're on, are you on Mountain?
I'm Mountain. So let
1:30?
Me.
You're on the same time zone as Diana.
All right. And so you're saying that was, I'm sorry, 10:23 at?
1:30 p.m. Mountain.
1:30. I think I can move one of my individual coaching calls to make that work.
Beautiful. Okay, perfect. Yay. Right,
thank you.
Thank you. All right, so we got Barbara, Aura, Diana, Linda. I didn't get anything submitted for you, Linda, but, you know, let's see what you have to say. Paula Linlow is here. Yeah, you've been here from the beginning. I want to see Sheila. And all right, so Linlow, you're up.
And I just want to say on Linda, she so Diana and Linda are together, and Linda didn't have anything at this time, but she's listening to learn.
Okay, great, wonderful. And we'll get to have a conversation and go over all this privately too. So, cool. Yay. Okay, Linlow. Mm-hmm. Unmute. I unmuted you, dear.
Great.
I got the pleasure of getting to hang out with Lynn just a couple of days ago, right? It was great. She just kept feeding me and bringing me cultured foods in my hotel room. And, it was a pleasure. Thank you. All right. So.
The biggest thing that I've noticed is how high my cholesterol is. So
hang on.
But I noticed that some of the patterns, it was interesting looking at some of the patterns.
Okay, here we are, Linlow. And where are your, let me open up your, I think we didn't have your reports done. Lynn did them this morning. So let me open them up.
I got hers done.
Okay. All right, Linlow, Master Health Tracker, reports and labs. Oh, here it is, Optimal DX. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna drag it over to where. Okay, good. I want to put it with your master tracker, which I think is here. Lynn, okay, cool. All right, so Lynn, your latest ones were on 924. Let's just see. And your concern was with the cholesterol. So let's look. Oh, all this stuff is green. Look at this. Look at how. So this just shows you how much things can change over time. Look at where she was at the beginning here, and look at where she is now, right? She had all these oranges and yellows, and now she's mostly green. So good job. Congratulations. Okay, so protein is a little bit on the high side. Dehydration, is that ring a bell for you?
I really was surprised about that, but you know what? I never did put the salt in the water that you told me. I did it a few times, and then also Lynn was reminding me of taking the rehydration drops. Mm-hmm. I'm really good with my water. Like, I mean, that is the first thing I do in the morning. And, you know, I drink my, you know, my container of warm water with lemon and, I'm not using I remember at one point you told me to stop the mint because of some genetic issue that I had. I used to put peppermint in it, and I do need to get back to the lemon drops, the limonene.
Oh, the lemon oil. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I haven't done that since we did that. I stopped everything. So I'm, except for putting lemon juice in it, you know, or apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
And I just put a little bit of salt in it. Because you know, this year I've really sort of stopped using, I really just focus on a few supplements, and I need to start, increasing my supplements again. Basically, I just did my Armour Thyroid, a drop of vitamin A, B12 drops, and I probably need to increase the B12 drops because I don't know if I feel anything. And then the DHEA, you know, sometimes I take omega-3, you know, I stopped doing my iodorol. I'm not eating enough seaweed. I need to eat more seaweed. I do take my digestive enzymes, but I'm not. Zinc has always been an issue. And although I take Brazil nuts, I do need
selenium. Yeah, zinc you need. You've been very consistently low. Let me find it again.
Yeah. I have been very consistently low, so I will behave myself this year with doing my...
It's come up a little bit, but barely. I mean, it's just, yeah. 65
I'm very, very consistent with my Brazil nuts. Very consistent.
You are. Yeah. So you need to be more consistent. You can add the pumpkin seeds. Why don't you make some coconut yogurt?
Yeah, I eat lots of pumpkin seeds and make pumpkin.
You soak them and sprout them first?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you're good at that. So then you need to, there's a stomach acid thing. And also, if your mama was deficient in zinc when she was pregnant with you, it's going to take extra zinc your whole lifetime through. Just so you know.
Go back to, I've heard you say, everybody do the original bitters and the zinc.
Yeah, the liquid zinc to boost the HCL.
Yeah, and I have that stuff. How much zinc should I, it says one point, I just need to do it once a day, right?
Would say for you, based on these, probably like 20 grams a day, 20 milligrams a day, sorry.
20 milligrams.
Yeah, it's probably a teaspoon.
Wow.
Depending on the brand you have.
I have the, oh gosh, I just had it. I put it in the kitchen. It's the, what's it called? It's a dropper one that you take 1.25 of.
One and a half dropper full. See how much is in that. That's probably right.
Yeah.
That's probably right.
One and a half dropper fulls. Yeah. Let me grab it. Give me one second.
Okay, so... Yeah, a little bit of elevation in liver enzymes.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, it is 50 milligrams.
Yeah, so that's about right, comes out to 22. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so just take a day, and it doesn't matter when?
I like it first thing in the morning I would do it with your lemon water.
But I need to take it away from my thyroid, right? My armor thyroid?
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 hours, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't
take it. Yeah, so take it sometime, you know, I would say between your breakfast and lunch or, you know, before you eat your lunch. You don't want to take it too close to food. Give it a chance to just flush itself into the system.
Okay.
So don't take it with food, but if you take it a half an hour before, it'll be fine.
Okay. Or completely on an empty stomach, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With a little lemon is great, or apple cider vinegar, or a vitamin C, or something to give it a little acidity helps.
Actually, I just took it with vitamin C just now. Perfect. So take it with Perk vitamin C. Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And this AST is elevating. You know, it comes up and then it goes back down. The ALT... came down and just has stayed down. Let me just look to see if there's any viral things going on here. If there's
liver did come up a few times.
Yes.
Maybe I should take that milk thistle seed extract.
Let me see. Your lymphocytes are fine. This is okay. That certainly can't help. I mean, just it can't hurt. Just you can sprinkle it in your yogurt, sprinkle it in your sour. I mean, you sprinkle it in whatever you want to do.
Okay. How much of it?
A teaspoon.
A teaspoon per day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going up. That's the good news, right? It's not like I'm going, you have this progressive breakdown of your heart muscle or something. But there's a definitely a chronic stress thing there going on with the liver.
A chronic?
I mean, probably liver, you know. So let's see if you can do it with that. Because the milk thistle seed can bring liver enzymes. I mean, really elevated ones in people with EBV and with hepatitis and cirrhosis. They come down relatively quickly.
Really? So someone with EBV found out my mom has EBV, actually.
Oh. I mean, it's possible you have it, low grade. The other thing is, in the medical medium, he has this really cool little protocol with different herbs. Celery juice, first thing in the morning, like an 8-ounce glass of celery juice on an empty stomach. That also can help with stomach acid. For those of you guys who I talked to about bitters, 8 ounces of celery juice first thing in the morning can be very, very helpful for that.
And so it helps with stomach acid and it also helps with the liver?
Yes, it is part of his EBV protocol. Look in that book. There's a really cool you know, bunch of stuff. And I actually, I think I have, let me write my note, EBV spreadsheet.
I've got a spreadsheet on it too, because I was using it for myself.
So oh yeah, if we could post that link, give everybody that. We can, where would be the best place to put it? Oh, you know where it might be good? Probably on that therapeutic eating, what was the name of that page that has the eating for thyroid health? Let me go backwards one. I think it's this page, food, healing foods and body balancing protocols. Why don't we just put a link on that page?
Okay.
Because that's perfect for it.
Okay.
A spreadsheet of herbs for EBV. Worded in such a way that it's not like it's we're given a cure or anything. Like it's just herbs that support healing in the presence of EBV. How's that? And just give it to Jazzy or David or somebody to put on this page. That'll be good.
Okay.
All right. This is a great page. You know, it has all these different eatings for, but this kitchen herbalism, has anybody looked at this kitchen herbalism yet? Oh, you guys are going to love it. Sandy and Marsha, especially because you guys love being in the kitchen. So there's a video that I created. It's, I don't know if it's long or short. Let's see. It's it's long. It's about 56 minutes long. The Herbalist Guide to Herbal Home Remedies. And then it's, it gives you action plan, but here's the kitchen herbalism book.
Wow.
That Lynn and I worked on. And it's just the medicinal uses of all the common kitchen herbs and spices. So look at them all. Isn't this cool?
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank Lynn. And, I got it started and she, you know, she ran with it. We collected this stuff. Now you also know that we have been, putting weekly in the newsletter at the bottom, we usually give some sort of health tip and it's either an essential oil or one of the herbs. And, you know, it's information about specific stuff like try this week. Maybe we'll change the wording on it so people actually read it and call it the herb of the week. Play with the herb of the week this week and post to Facebook which one, what you're going to do. What was in yesterday's? Anybody know? Was in yesterday's. I'm sure there was one. It was either an herb or an essential oil. And you know we have an essential oil book too, right? In here? You didn't know that? Oh my.
And don't forget the tea book.
Oh yeah. Herbs and teas. Now where are those? Oh, that's on the...
It's on the beverages.
Oh yeah, the beverages, right. So the email for the beverages is going out tomorrow. So they haven't seen that yet. Okay, so if we go to beverages, energizing beverages. You know, we're going to guide you through everything, you know, because we realize there's so much that if you just left on your own. So energizing beverages, I think that's a short one. I think that's only 10 minutes long. Nope, 35. So these are hefty things.
Okay, it's lots of
wonderful information. Energy, you know, beverages, but here's the flavor your drinks with essential oils. That's my top 12 essential oils. And then learn to make healing beverages using the healing elixirs and teas book. So you've got a lot of great resources here. It's just so much fun.
This week was cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was blood pressure.
All right. Well, Marsha, good.
Yeah, I use it all the time. In fact, that was what was in your yogurt.
Oh, my God. She made the best coconut yogurt with vanilla and cinnamon in it. It was so phenomenal.
Oh, we're going to have to put it on the Facebook.
I will also say that there's one other page that you may want to take a look at because I think there's all of these books are listed in one place, so you don't have to go trying to figure out where you found them. Creating Healing Kitchen, Kitchen Herbalism, and then recipe books from the programs. And then I think at the bottom, additional blended greens, healing elixirs and teas, power breakfast. So there's all of the books that we have put together for you on one page, but this can be overwhelming, but download them, you know, download them. So you have them on your computer and you can go in the kitchen and go, what do I want to make today? Thank you. All right, let me go back to your thing, Lynn. Sorry, I get distracted easily. I get excited. That's the thing. This Lynn's, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we talked about the milk thistle. And then also go through that healing kitchen, you know, the herbs and spices from the kitchen and seeing what other things in there. Like we talked a lot today about various, you know, maybe you need some liver support, maybe you need some gut support. Go through that little booklet and see what herbs and spices that you already have in your kitchen that you can just start sprinkling liberally on your food to give you that additional support.
Okay.
All right. So your cholesterol, yeah, it's been an issue for a long time. That comes a lot of times it's when the thyroid is low. But your LDLs are high. Have you done an advanced lipid panel?
I have before, but I did the panel. I did it with your labs.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, but they have an extra deep dive. Like if I see something on this that says, they're a deep dive advanced lipid panel. So the next time you may want to order it and the next time you get over to Florida.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called the advanced lipid panel. I'll show you right on the screen where it is because I showed it to, who was I on with? Mary.
Yes, actually, I wanted to do it again in 3 months because I really wanted to bring this down, or 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, here's the advanced lipid panel. That'll give you more details.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because your triglycerides are really good. So you're keeping your sugars pretty balanced. Yeah, your triglycerides are really good. Your HDLs are really good. And, you know, you're the queen of exercise. You do all that, you know. So, but I think it's this. I want to see, you know, is there a familial pattern there, right? You may have some genetics. I don't remember. I don't think you have an APOE4/4, but there's a couple of them specifically that are familial hypercholesterolemia. But we want to make sure that we're balancing for any other, you know, if there's a lipoprotein little a, if we have the small versus the large, dense buoyant, the dense versus the buoyant particles. And then there's specific nutrients that can help bring those back in balance.
I do know that I have something in my cholesterol that is very good. I think I have the large, but I have something else that is very positive. That is very protective.
Well, find that lab and just upload it to your folder.
But it should be in my past ones, I think.
So I don't remember you getting that done. Let's see.
Where we just were.
Oh, no, because there's no spots for that. We should add them, but we don't have spots for that because it's not like it's something everybody does.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it would be an advanced lipid panel.
Okay, I'll do the advanced lipid panel when I go back. That's fine.
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Look at my TSH.
Yeah. And tell me again what you're on.
I'm on, I was on Armour, then I went to Nature Thyroid, but then it was hard to get it here. So I'm back on Armour Thyroid and I take 1 grain. I know I should probably try to do half a grain twice a day because of the, I know you were saying the T3 only lasts for 12 hours, right? Do you think that would be better for me to do?
It can. Is it splittable?
I mean, they're a pain in the butt to split, but yeah, it is.
Because your T4 has gone down.
Say that again?
Your T4 has gone down, which, and your... Yeah, and it seems almost like I would try that because that may bring the T3 up and balance it a little bit better. But your T4 is low too. You know, there was some issues with Armour. Wasn't there some issues with Armour for a while that people were switching off of it? Who was it that posted it in our NEPT group? And a couple people chimed in. I think Susan knows about that. Susan, are you still on? Susan Desmond?
I am, yeah.
What was the deal? Wasn't there a specific... It was Armour Nature.
Jenny had some big issues
with it.
In the reformulation of Nature Thyroid and WP Thyroid, for some reason, in the new, they've released Nature Thyroid, but not WP yet. But in the new formulation, people are getting really high TSH numbers. And that actually happened to me over the summer. And then somebody posted something in the NRPT page on Facebook about her TSH going to 150.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I was getting symptoms over the summer and I couldn't figure out, you know, it's that placebo effect. You think you're getting what you should be getting from what you're taking. And it wasn't working. In the end, I tested and my numbers were way off.
Yeah. Because these numbers look odd because your TSH was 3.56 and now it's down to 1, but 5.5, you know, your T4 is low and it's the same even with less stimulation. So I'd be concerned.
I would recommend NP thyroid. NP is made by Acella, Acella. And it's synthetic, but it's a combination of T3, T4. It seems to be working for people that have gone off of Nature Thyroid. And it doesn't have the kind of junk in it that Armour has.
Now, Armour doesn't have gluten in it, at least, you know, and the problem is getting it here. You see, Nature Thyroid is, what did you call it? NP?
NP thyroid. I'll put a link in the chat.
Because I have to get my meds from here in the Bahamas.
Right? You should be able to get it there. I'm sending the link, and I'll just send you a little article that was in Stop the Thyroid Madness.
Okay.
Right, because she did a big thing about it, basically an investigation with RLC.
Mm.
Okay. But other than that, like, let's say if I can't get it and I stick to Armour Thyroid.
It seems like it's the how do you feel on this dose?
I mean, you know, my morning basal temperature is like 96.9.
I'm not surprised because your numbers are, I mean, it's certainly not outside of the lab range, but it's not where you're going to feel optimum.
Yeah.
You know, with point, and it's the 4 that's more affected. The 3 is low, but you don't have enough 4 to make the 3. So,
don't have enough 4 to make the 3.
So it's not, a lot of times people will go on, like they'll go on Armour or something that has 3 and 4 and then add extra, like Sandy's doing extra 3. But, that's not in your case needed. You're low on the 4. So your total 4, and that's been happening for a little while. Let's see. This was the last 3. So since 17, that you're just not making, you don't have enough 4. Iodine, you mentioned iodine before. Your iodine load test showed that you needed it. And you did you say you had stopped the iodine?
No, I haven't been taking it, but I could go back.
When did you stop taking it? Thank you, Susan.
Probably, gosh, it's been a while. I would say 8 months or something like that.
Okay.
You know what? Actually, no, I lie. It's been more like a year.
Yeah, that's when your numbers started coming down. So I think you probably need to go back on the iodine or do another load test to see where it's at.
Okay, so this is iodorol, and it's got total iodine, 12.5 milligrams.
How many were you taking?
Gosh. I think you had me take something like 3 or 4 at some point.
I think we did that initially. I don't want to do that unless we see your numbers again. And the other thing is sometimes people don't absorb it well from the capsules or the tablets. They need to do the liquid. So Lugol's is another option.
Lugol's?
Lugol's solution.
Solution.
And then you'd just be taking a few drops a day.
Okay, like how many drops?
Well, again, because we're far from when you last tested.
Well, I can test again also.
I would do the iodine load test.
Iodine load test?
Hakala Lab. They'll ship
and
it to you.
And make sure you do the fluoride and the bromide because I have a vague memory that that was an issue last time you did that.
That might have been, yeah.
Fluoride and bromide.
Yes. The full panel with the fluoride and bromide. And the, you want to do the spot and then the 24-hour.
Do the spot and 24-hour.
Yep.
Good. Okay.
Yep. And then we'll get the full picture and we'll see, you know, have you come? Because usually I like to do is put you on it and then let's test it again in 4 months to see if it's working. Right. And we usually inch up the amount. We got to be careful not to go too high. And that the reason I don't want you to just jump back on is because of the antibodies. Your antibodies are so much better than they were, right? Look at where she came from in her antibodies, 408.8 and 243. She's down to 89 and 60. So I don't want to spur that on by taking too much iodine. That's why I want to make sure you do it. If you didn't have antibodies, never had a history of antibodies, I'd be a little bit more willing to have you just experiment and go back and use that old test. But I don't want to push you into iodine excess and trigger the antibodies.
Okay. But keep up with the salt in the water, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Okay. That helps the bromine to push the bromine out. Vitamin C also does. You just don't want to take vitamin C and iodine together. Okay.
Okay. Don't take vitamin C and iodine together. And why is that?
Because the vitamin C interferes with the uptake of the iodine.
Ah, okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
So take iodine just, you know, maybe after lunch or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and experiment. Like, you know, the whole thing with different forms work better for different people. And depending on your ability to digest and break down and, you know, utilize minerals, you may not do well with a tablet form as well as you might with the liquid form.
But was I doing well with the tablet form before? Like, did my numbers, let me see, because I was taking the iodorol before. No.
Well, it might, you know, it depends on when you stop, because it looks like you had a dramatic drop in your T4 from between 816 and 517.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, because
so it could have been working.
I was taking iodorol very regularly.
Okay. So well, try going back on your iodorol, but don't do it until after you take the test.
Okay. Okay.
Right, because otherwise you'll skew the results, and we don't know where you are. I want to know where you're at right now with not taking it regularly.
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll decide based on that how much you should be taking.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And what about the Dutch test? Should I do that?
Or... Yeah, you've never done one, have you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. When did you do it? Oh, yeah, you did a while back. It was like a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, if you haven't redone it, I would say it's a good idea. And just see where you're at. Yeah, and the B12, what are you doing for B12?
I am taking that... I've got the pure encapsulations B12 liquid formulated with methylcobalamin, but I'll tell you something. I mean, I only take 2 drops. I don't know if I'm doing anything with this. I probably need to increase it.
Yeah, you need more because your levels are still high. So, and the Dutch now includes a methylmalonic acid, which is the gold standard for B12, plus some other organic acids, which is really cool. It looks like you started out, you know, the mean corpuscular volume, you went from 97, you got all the way down, you know, to 91, and then it started creeping up again. So it might have been related to, I don't know, some switch in your habits or, I don't know. But I would say, how much is in the 2 drops?
The 2 drops. Okay. Well, 1 milliliter is 1 full dropper, and it's, okay. And then, so 1 milliliter would be 1,000 micrograms
per dropper full. And you're taking 2 drops. So you're probably taking 100 micrograms, tiny dose.
Yeah.
Were you taking a different one before?
No, I've been taking this
different dose?
Yeah, you wanted me to just start off with a few drops and see, and then increase at one point, but I've basically stuck to two.
Yeah, you may want to start increasing. The thing you look for in increasing is to make sure you don't start to feel more agitated, anxious, homicidal.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's why it's only one drop at a time. Because if you start to feel, am I feeling a little more agitated? Just stop there and just do that same dose for a couple of days. You go, yes, I think I am. Let me go back to the previous dose. Yeah, that was definitely causing it. Just because of your genetic patterns. I think you had a COMT.
Yeah, I think I need methylated. I do need.
Well, you need the methylated, but we had to be careful because of some other. I believe you had a COMT that was. Let me see if it's.
Oh, I do have COMT.
Yeah, I think you had COMT. Let's see. Genetics. I think you had. Yeah. Yeah. So you got to be careful with the methylateds. That's why I told you only to do one drop at a time.
I have to be careful with the methylateds. And why is that?
Because you can, if you overdo it, if you go too fast, because of this COMT, you won't be processing your dopamine and serotonin properly. And that will lead to a state of higher anxiety. So you just go slowly. You've done two drops, go to three drops, see how you feel. Stay on there for a few days. As long as you feel okay, go to four drops. But if you feel like biting people's heads off and, you know, feeling a little bit more nervous, then that's too much, back off. And then we'll look at some other forms of B12 to give you to supplement with. It's similar to what I told, I think it was what I told Hannah Ora.
Huh. Okay, so you prefer liposomal?
Well, this is fine. Just make sure you keep it under your tongue. I think the liposomal gets it. You have it, so just use it.
Yeah.
But just slowly build it up, because it's very low dose what you're doing right now, because it's 1,000 micrograms is a whole dropper full, which is usually somewhere between 20 and 30 drops in a dropper full. So if you break that down, you're really just getting very little. So you and when you go slowly, you'll know when you hit that point, if you hit
that
point.
Okay, great. Okay?
And don't go above one dropper full.
No. Okay. And that I should just feel also more energy or something?
You might. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't see anything else. Let me look one more time and then we'll look at your.
What was this chronometer? Is that what you called it?
How do we? Oh, yeah. It's an app. If you go to the page that says home testing on our site, I link to it, but it's a way that you put all your food in, and it tells you what your nutrients are.
Where do you say we find that? Home testing?
Yeah. If you go to the home testing in the discovery evaluations part.
Okay.
Let me see if there's anything else in here. Yeah. And your D, you're out in the sun all the time. What the heck?
Isn't that amazing? I was taking 10,000 for, forever. And then I thought, let me just slow down. And wow, clearly I need to keep that up.
Yeah, you clearly need it. If we looked back at your little, where is it? I don't know where it went. Oh, here it is. You have a homozygous VDR. So you need more. And you might have some other vitamin D SNPs.
That's a VDR. TAC is a homozygous VDR.
Yeah, red. It's red, right? So, yeah. So you need more. And even though you're in a climate where it's beautiful and sunny all the time, all year long, you still need to take it. Go back to the 10,000. It was working for you.
Okay. Do you want me to do 15 like you were telling someone else and then come down and test it in 6 weeks?
I mean, you could. It's not as convenient for you to test because you're on the island. So,
no, I can test it here. We do testing of vitamins.
Oh, you can do that? Okay.
Yeah.
Then okay. do it more, 15, and then drop it down. You were at 10 before. The 15 will raise it quickly, and then the 10 will maintain it.
Okay.
Because that's what you had when you were all in here, when your numbers were perfect.
Right. And you can take that all at once?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm taking the emulsified, the biotics research one.
Yeah, the 2,000 per drop. Yeah, that's easy. So you guys, with vitamin D, here's a trick. If you'd only taken it every day, just take it once or twice a week. It will still work. But, you know, of course you don't want to be taking five dropperfuls. It's crazy. But if it's a liquid, and if you forget it one day, if you are taking it every day just because it's easier to get in a routine and you forget it one day, double it up the next day. Okay. You can't do that with vitamin C or your B vitamins, but you can do it with D.
Oh.
I think it's a good idea to do it with D. So if you forget to take it, just double up.
Right.
Okay. And then I think that's everything.
You know, I was trying to see if I can get, it looks like I might even be able to get that Freestyle Libre in Nassau. So I'm.
Yeah, there was a person telling us where to look for it. Remember when we were having that conversation?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I was having a conversation with somebody you introduced me to, and somebody else said, oh, yeah, you can get it at this pharmacy or whatever.
Oh, my gosh, Lowe's Pharmacy, it sounds like. Oh, so that's fantastic. I'm thrilled about that. One last thing. What about, you know, this software, is this expensive? I mean, I'd love to have my mom put my mom's stuff through here and my sister's. Do you, only practitioners can get this software?
Oh, yeah, you can't, you don't want to get the software. It's expensive. I mean, you pay by the month and it's like, well, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know how much they charge now. It's $100 a month or something like that. But we can, you know, I think we used to have the ability to just run it for people. I think we charge like $50 or something to run a report.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay. Just talk to Lynn. We'll get it set up for you.
Great.
Yeah, it's nice report, and it just gives you, and especially with the new colors and everything, it's really easy to see. Thyroid and gut, your immune function, because, you know, the antibodies are still there. I'm going to see the nutrients.
And parasites come up a lot. I wouldn't doubt that's yeast. So,
well, parasites and yeast are different, but have you had a stool test?
No.
Yeah, it could be a good one to do for you at this point. Okay, so we already talked about all these nutrient things. It's basically, like we said, D, zinc, B12, and iodine. So
yeah.
Pretty clear.
Yeah.
Selenium, you know, maybe you need a little bit more. You said you're doing your Brazil nuts. Maybe you're not doing them consistently.
No, I am. Dear God.
You're doing them like 4 a day or something?
Yeah, sometimes I take more because I love them. And I know you were like, don't take too many, Lynn.
Yeah, it's the conversion thing. So it may not be selenium at all, but they're picking it up because of, I think your thyroid's a little screwy right now, your numbers. So yeah,
okay.
I think that these are the main ones, the D, the zinc, the folate, and the, or the B12 and the iodine. I think you got plenty of folate in your food.
So right now I'll see if I can get the NP thyroid, and but until then I'll take half an Armour thyroid in the morning and half later.
Yeah, see if that works.
Okay. And what kind of stool test?
I like I use the Doctor's Data the most. So it's on our site. If you go to, you can always find all the labs that we offer you guys.
Right. I know the lab.
You know where to get that.
Yeah.
All right. So you go to the lab page. It's Doctor's Data, comprehensive something plus parasitology times 3. Just make sure I get it right, because there's two of them there. That's my favorite one. I mean, some people like Genova and they do Genova. That's fine too. I just am so used to reading the Doctor's Data. I like it a lot. Lab testing.
Not essential, but you think it might be good, or what do you think?
I would say let's get this other stuff done now and let's see where you're at the end of the year.
At the end of, like, in December.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll do the Hakala Labs. I'll do the Dutch. And I'll check about the NP thyroid.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you.
Advanced lipid I'll do in December.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. We're getting close. Does anybody need a break? 3:41. We have like another hour and 20 minutes, and I think we're almost done. Did Claudia ever come on? I know she said she was going to be late. Mary Ellen? Mary Ellen, are you here?
They're both not here.
Okay, so neither one of them is here.
Mary Ellen had been on.
She was?
She was earlier. I mean, maybe 15, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I did these in the order that people registered to try to be fair to everybody, except when, you know, I moved it around if people were late. But Sheila, is Sheila on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Sheila.
I don't have any, my labs have not come back yet, but I do have one question.
Sure.
I took the Dutch test about 3 weeks ago. And you keep recommending the Dutch test, but I remember seeing there were several different kinds. And I did the Dutch hormone test, but there was a Dutch complete. So does it make a difference?
Usually I do the Dutch complete because the Dutch complete also has some other indicators, melatonin. And let me look to see what you did. Did you load them up? I think I saw it in your folder.
I never got the